But if you want to be, if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, then you find the will of God and do it. Okay?
Do a nice time to you, though. I just want to sit, come by and just chat with you for a
minute. All right. Well, come on anytime.
All right. All right.
He said if you want a party, you should, right? Same answer. We've already been forgiven, right?
You're only forgiven if you get born again.
I am born again.
What did you do to get born again?
I believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
And what did you do to get born again?
I admitted to Jesus that he was my Lord and Savior.
Did
and
you?
To be born again?
Yeah. Did you receive him? Did he come into your body to live in there with you?
Absolutely. I mean, everything I do, I have a conscience for.
Well, how do you know Jesus is living in you?
How do I know? Faith alone.
Okay. All right, so now, has it ever dawned on you that in heaven everybody's not going to be equal?
I think they.
But I thought God was for equality. That's why slavery was abolished.
I think in heaven
we see anybody that's equal here. Everybody's got different equipment physically.
In heaven, you.
So that you and I don't have the equipment that it takes to be on this ball club. Or the one that's over there.
But in heaven we'll have new bodies, right?
Yeah, but do you think
so
everybody? But do you think everybody's going to sit on the same cloud, strumming the same? Yeah, they're going to have that.
Right? So they're equal.
No, just because they can walk doesn't mean they're going to get the same opportunities.
I'm not a selfish man. I don't need the.
So are you?
Streets of gold. Right,
so do you, Max?
All right. Yes, sir.
Do you mean? All right.
Now, the Bible says. Now that's the issue. The Bible says Jesus said, "Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven
instead of on earth."
Now, if a person does one, if he does it and you don't, when he gets there, he's got a full treasure chest.
Isn't greed
when you, a sin? Oh, I got you. I'm feeling you right now.
No, there.
Greed is a sin.
Greed
so
is.
Why do I want a better mansion than you in heaven?
I didn't say a better mansion.
Okay, why do I want better anything in heaven than
well,
you?
Because God wants you to glorify him. Jesus talked about some that have fruits 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. And to him, that was right. That was good.
But why should he have 60-fold and I got 30-fold if we're all equal in heaven?
We're not.
Why not?
Because.
Don't get me wrong here.
It's not an issue of greed. It's only an issue of greed if you don't want it for the glory of God.
Don't get me wrong at all. I believe that Christ died for our sins. I believe that. And I know that he was a real man. He lived and he died for our sins. I know that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is what makes me, other than that fact, what makes me better than the Christian next to? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, my brother.
You know, the guy that died on the cross with Jesus died just minutes or hours after he was saved.
And the thief on the cross.
That's right. Exactly. And then Paul, when he got saved, even though he was a murderer, he lived for Jesus for 20 or 30 years. He got stripes. He got shipwrecked. But he suffered for Jesus. Now, are they going to be equal when they get to heaven? I don't think so because of what the Bible says right here.
Can I see?
Now, he says, this is a King James Bible. That's the only one God uses.
Right.
Says for other foundation can no man lay.
God started with the then,
go ahead.
And that is laid.
Then he certified it seven times.
But that's Jesus Christ.
Issue.
But I know.
Now look. If any man, so there's salvation.
Right.
Now if any man build, that's what
upon
you do.
His foundation.
Upon, he shall what?
Go
receive
precious silver, stones, wood, hay, and stubble.
Yeah.
Every man's work shall be made manifest, which means reality.
We'll see it. Right.
Will come to be.
Right. Go ahead. Finish the verse.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
The day shall declare it, because they revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort is.
Now it says, now if any man
build
upon this foundation, he shall. He built upon this foundation, every man's work. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
So,
now that's up in heaven.
and to me, eternal salvation was reborn or nothing.
But it's not.
It is to me.
Well, hopefully.
But
you
God,
can go up there and be a street sweeper if you want to.
God has told us, are in the Holy Bible.
Good. Other people might want more than you.
I'll leave you to your devices. Let me have one question.
All right.
Can God microwave a burrito so hot that even himself cannot eat it?
He won't do anything foolish.
Well, what's foolish about it? Can he make a mountain so big that even he can't move it?
That's foolishness, and he's not going to do anything
but
like that.
But foolishness is, he's omnipotent, right?
Yep.
Why can't he make a burrito so hot he can't eat it?
There are other things that he can't do, too.
But he's omnipotent. That means all powerful.
He can't ever have an original thought.
Why not?
Because he's already had them all.
But he's all knowing.
You see, the thing is that he's not going to be put into a little catch-22 like you're trying to put him in, because he's so much greater than we are. It's trifling with God.
It might be trifling, but he should be able to do it. But he can't do it.
There is no
omnipotence. That's the point.
Well, you can think that.
There is, but what I'm saying is, if God is all-knowing, all-powerful, And I know God loves us. I do know that. Like I said, I am a Christian. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins.
Right.
I know that. And
okay.
I believe that with all my heart.
I believe you.
Okay. I would think that he would want us to be happy here on this earth.
He does.
And he does. Exactly. Yeah. And so by being happy, what can make you more happy than doing whatever you want?
Well, because when you do some things that are... they have penalties connected to them, then you know they're wrong things to do.
We do know they're wrong things
I'm going to use a little thing like smoking. I'm not here preaching against smoking, but
exactly.
But if you smoke, it's got a penalty. So right. Everybody knows it's
you
got
can
a penalty.
You die of lung cancer.
Right.
Plus, it deteriorates your body even before you die.
Right. That's right.
Live less.
Okay, so now, some people would say that's something that's fun to do. So now, is it in the long run, is it fun to do?
It only supports the physical, and I know we should hate the physical. I mean, there's nothing here for us to love, and we should separate ourselves from this world. I know, but as long as we're in this physical body and we're stuck in this physical world, and we know Christ has died for our sins, then why should we not just do whatever makes us happy?
Because the things that make you happy that are wrong bring tears and sorrow. The things that are right to do that make you happy are the will of God.
But whatever.
There are things that you can do that will make you happy that don't have penalties associated with them.
But whatever Jesus has suffered, he's already suffered. And we're already forgiven.
Well, he's paid the eternal penalty, right.
He has.
But he hasn't. But he hasn't. If you go into that bar and get into a fight with somebody and they knock your eye out, you're forgiven, but you still don't have an eye.
Exactly. I got you. I think I'm feeling you. We'll suffer for the remainder of what we're here if we don't.
Everything that's wrong to do has a penalty here. And a penalty hereafter. Jesus paid the penalty hereafter.
He walked that way.
See, Jesus paid the penalty hereafter.
Right.
And if you obey him, is what repentance is,
right.
Then you won't have to suffer the penalty here. Because you won't be committing the things that have penalties connected to them. That's why he says, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. See, you quitting what you know is wrong to do will preserve you from evil and the perishing in this life, see?
I think I understand a little bit.
Now, the thing is, that's what he talked about. See, you can build out of wood, hay, or stubble.
That all is perishing.
They'll all burn up.
They will.
But you can build out of gold, silver, or precious stones. That is... That's finding the will of God. He that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Instead of storing your treasures on earth,
right?
Storing in heaven.
And so that's what you want to do. That's why, I mean, there are souls here. If you're faith, many of your friends are on their way to hell.
Right.
Now,
I understand, and I'm not doing anything to bring them where they should be.
And so that's...
I'm not setting an example myself.
That's why he says, He says in Ephesians chapter 5, he says, proving what's acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So you see, you can prove what's acceptable by looking to see what...
I've never read that verse. Hold on, what's that again? More time.
It's Ephesians chapter 5. Proving what's acceptable unto the Lord.
And
now look,
have
here's
no fellowship
with the unfruitful works of darkness like
but
this.
But rather
reprove them. So if you're going to say something's wrong, you've got to make a moral decision.
I can't say it's wrong and do it because I know I'm forgiven. I have to set an example for my brothers.
Right. Right. Now, you know how you prove what's acceptable? You look at what's got a penalty
by
connected
example?
To it. Oh, you look at what's got a penalty connected to it.
Right.
Like smoking. Has it got a penalty?
Lung cancer. You can die from it.
Has alcoholic beverage been a friend to you and your mama and your daddy over their lives?
I've had fun with it, but like you said, there's a penalty.
Right.
You know what I mean? It'll kill you eventually.
Right. You look at the guys that have lived their lives with alcohol. They've ended a tragic life. You look at the guys that have gotten in dope, their lives are tragic. You look at the guys that are involved in rock music, their lives are tragic. You look at Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and Elvis Presley, they all died early, premature deaths, because they were involved in the alcoholic beverage and the sex music were drivers for a wicked life, wicked lifestyle. This kind of life, this bouncing around that's going on in there where the girls are shaking themselves and they're lusting after them and dancing. See, all that's got a penalty.
I feel you. All right. I don't, like I said, there's no way I could get salvation now because I feel salvation is a once in a life. Once you got it, you got it.
Well,
we're no losing salvation. That's
right.
How I feel.
That's right. Now,
how I feel. Once you're saved, you're saved.
Right.
Okay? But I do think you've helped me.
What you can do now is start quitting what you know is wrong. Now, if you quit what you know is wrong, you got to replace it with something that's right. In other words, if I'm sitting around watching pornographic movies all the time, and I am having my brain eaten up with evil thoughts all the time, now, if I quit that... Then I've got, now what am I going to put in my mind? I got to start finding something that's pure, holy. That's why God said, whatsoever things are pure, think on these things. So now your decision is, am I going to do it or not?
Exactly.
And if you decide not to do it,
then that's blatantly,
then you're going to have more trouble, more tears and sorrow than you would have had if you didn't understand these things at all.
You've helped me.
Man is born to trouble. We're always going to have trouble, regardless of whether we're living for God or not.
That's what this world is. It's a test.
But drinking, partying brings more trouble than most other ways.
I feel you.
All right, what's your name?
My name's Clint Reynolds.
Clint, does that word of prayer? Father, I pray for Clint now. You'll open his eyes, turn him from darkness to light, deliver him from the power of bondage of Satan. In the name of